God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason Dezurek. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Going to be talking about training up a child in the way he should go. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover, friend. This is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason Dezurek. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. We have got to stop fearing in this world, in this nation, in the state of Ohio that I'm in. We've got to stop fearing. We've got to stop allowing a fear-based mindset to rule our lives. Friends, some of you may not even realize this. So tonight I want to dig into train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Again, that's Proverbs 22:6. I'd like you to consider some things as we get started here tonight. I'm going to start with one thing to help us really have a foundation to understand how in fear-minded thinking we've really gotten. Because I've had a number of people tell me, oh, Jason, you're just making that up. You're being fearful yourself thinking that way. No, I'm being shrewd. I'm being wise in my thinking. Ready? Just to give you a history lesson of fear that has gone on in our nation for over 20 years. And it seems we've forgotten. You ready for this? 1999, 2000. Y2K, it's going to destroy everything. Do we remember that? Let's move on. 2001, anthrax is going to kill us all. 2002, West Nile virus, it's coming. It's going to kill us all. 2003, SARS is going to kill us all. Oh, missed 1 year. 2005, bird flu, it's going to kill us all. 2006, what's next? Oh, E. coli. It's coming. That's going to kill us all. 2008. Do we remember this? Financial collapse. It's going to kill us all. It's coming. It's so bad. 2009. Oh, what's that? Swine flu. Oh, that's coming. Going to kill us all. 2012. The Mayan calendar predicts the ending of the world. Oh, 2013, North Korea. Oh my goodness, they're going to cause World War III. 2014, Ebola virus. It's going to kill us all. 2015, ISIS. They're coming. They're going to kill us all. 2016, the Zika virus. It's going to kill us all. And how about now, this year, 2020? This is the coronavirus. COVID-19. It's going to kill us all. The truth is that fear is the one that seems to going to be killing us all. That's really where it seems that things have gone. Again, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. We're training not just ourselves as adults, but even children now to freak out and to live in fear. Again, been doing it since 1999, even before that. Fear is a liar. Completely and totally. Again, go find Proverbs 22, verse 6. Take a look at that. It is very, very clear. I'd like you to think of something here and consider something that I've been pondering. And that is, and it's this, is that we are training up children not just to fear, but we're training them to be, oh, how do I put it? Well, following the evil desires that we have. And how are we doing that? Well, friends, I'll be putting up a video that I'd like you to go check out at Do Not Keep Silent on Facebook. It's found on YouTube, youtube.com, obviously, for those of you who know about that. But friends, in Franklin County here in the state of Ohio, that's what they're going to be focusing on. Friends, it's time for parents to really wake up. It's time for all of us to wake up. I'm not being fearful here. I'm just being shrewd. I'm being wise. I'm trying to help us to understand the truth of what's really going on in society. I'd encourage you, when you go to watch that video I'll be posting up later on this evening, do not watch this video with any children around at all. It is very, very disturbing. Now, some of you that are tuning in, you might be actually thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, here goes Jason over the top again with certain things. No, actually not at all. And hang with me. Friends, parents have been given their role from God, a God-given role in raising their own children. We need to be vigilant. And in this video, that there's not a conspiracy theory here or anything like that, because this is happening. What is it? Well, they're training children. We're talking children that are 10, 11, 12 years old, how to have sex. Meaning, I'll just put it this way, in such a way that's pornographic, dealing with, oh, things that are just outside of godliness, for sure. And some people would say, well, how do you know that? Well, sodomy is against the word of God. Sodomy is not what sex was made for. Not at all. That's being taught to children, even in the state of Ohio, friends. It needs to stop. Some of you might be thinking, oh, Jason, come on, you're just going overboard. No, no, no. The slippery slope is real. You see, back when I was young, and yeah, that happened. I grew up in the 80s. Sex education was something that just had started. And many people were very concerned about it. Many Christians said, oh my goodness, this is going to be bad. It's terrible. We shouldn't be having that. These public schools shouldn't be teaching about it. That's a mom and dad's job. And many of those people were called prudes and, oh, just, You don't know what you're talking about. It'll be fine. No big deal. Well, let me give you a dose of reality. As a sophomore in high school, I learned about things in that class. A health class is what they called it. But there was one day where they had all of the boys in the class leave the room. And they had all the girls stay in the room. Just so you're aware, probably a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I just found out what they were talking about during that part. That's how naive I am. A dear friend of mine shared with me what she experienced in that class. Yes, back in the mid or late 80s. In that class, they were taught. In that class, the girls were taught that they were the ones that were responsible to make sure they didn't get pregnant when they had sex. I'm not saying that's good or bad or here one way or the other. But it's a matter of teaching them that they are going to have sex outside of marriage. And that they can get their quote-unquote medicine, their pill, and where to go for it. Yes, they were taught how to go to a certain organization and where that organization was. We all know what it is. It starts with a P and ends with a D in two letters. I don't need to go into it. Everyone knows who they are. Friends, this has been peddled to us since we were young. And if you are a Gen Xer, you should just be livid. I can't even believe you wouldn't be upset about this. We were trained in a way that to be ungodly. For me personally, that's just upsetting. I'm not upset at my parents. Maybe I was a little bit when I was learning about this. But no, you know what? Our parents grew up in a time where they trusted their neighbor. When they trusted those who educated them and educated their children. And yeah, they were probably a little naive in it. But friends, today, we need to be shrewd in what we do. We need to make sure we are focused in on the Word of God. Again, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Let's take a look at Samson today. Samson was considered by the writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews to be a hero of the faith. In Hebrews 11:32, we find this. He's only mentioned very briefly, but there he is. Throughout his life, Samson failed to live up to the standards of the Nazarite vow that was placed on him. God still used him. Samson was ruined by his own lusts, but God still used him. Samson was an example of great potential of working for God, but he did not have true obedience to God nor good character so many times. But God still used him. To dig into more on this in this story, Judges 16, 28 through 31 is where you can find this. Katie Erickson has a blog post up about this as well.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, I just want to encourage you to be careful with what you're training your child to know, to learn. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. For some of you thinking, oh, Jason, you're just going over the top. Friends, bear with me here as we take just a short walk through history. Friends, the turning point came in 1959. Think about this. The year Sputnik was launched, atheistic Russia had beaten the United States of America, Christian United States, to be the first to get something into space. Let that sink in with you. Atheistic communist Russia beat us, who believed in God, to getting into space. That changed a lot of ways of thinking. The evolutionary undermining of the nation on origins was now ripe for its fruit to be born. In 1962, under the heavy influence of Madeleine Murray O'Connor, or I should say O'Hare, the Supreme Court voted to remove God and prayer from the public classroom. Friends, how did that happen? Friends, look at history. Gradual influence of evolution and compromise and our best men being unable or unwilling to stand up. Well, stand up and stand for the authority of Scripture. It showed the nation that the Bible could no longer be trusted on all matters. And friends, I'm going to even put in a little personal note here. When I was a little boy, I grew up not totally in a church per se, but by the time I was in middle school, I was introduced to the theory of evolution. And for a young man, a young little boy, it made sense. So I went to my pastor and asked him, can you please explain to me how does this fit with the Bible? And my pastor, who should have known better, literally said, well, you know, we're learning more about science, and that part of the Bible, we just don't know if it's true anymore. Excuse me? Well, for me, that put me down a huge downward spiral. Why? Because, friends, when you undermine the beginning and you undermine the bad news of sin, why in the world do you need a Savior? Why? Why do I need Jesus Christ? The truth of the matter is, I don't. Because death, disease, and dying would have entered into all of creation before Adam's sin. I could go into that for hours upon hours. I won't do that. Friends, Sputnik, in essence, was the clincher that the U.S. needed in people's minds to abandon God and focus on science to be able to beat the Russians. Well, we beat them to the moon 10 years later, but the damage had already been done. The U.S. rejected God as creator, and even before we got to the moon, the rejection of God as the light of our conscience, well, friends, that fell too. The 1960s didn't merely see the protests from Vietnam. The hippie movement, well, that was born and well known for its rebellious attitude. You know, it was against society and its drugs, and its worship of nature was fully underway and seen by everyone. Rock and roll with Elvis and the Beatles and others were huge hits. But what were their songs about? Often rebellion against God, living free from authority, and the like. This climaxed with the Woodstock Festival, again known for drinking, drugs, and quote-unquote free sex. You know, the sexual revolution took place during this time, which was a direct assault on the nuclear family structure. And marriage, friends, was no longer considered a sacred covenant. This encouraged people to live freely as they wanted. You know, sex before marriage, affairs, easy divorce, and so on. Again, I'm not being fearful. We're just taking a walk through history here. Talking about what took place. Seeing the downward spiral that's happened in our nation. Friends, right on the heels of the sexual revolution, well, that came abortion in 1973 with Roe v. Wade. Since sex became so free, lots of girls started getting pregnant. One of the big influencers on getting abortion legalized was Alfred Kinsey. Kinsey, who was a sick person, friends. And had pedophiles actually do extensive quote-unquote research. And I'm not going to get into that, friends, on this open-air radio, but friends, this agenda was just sick. I would not recommend looking for details about it unless you have a super strong stomach. I'm not even going to tell you where you can find this info. It's unbelievable. When a person or a society rejects God as the creator, they will soon reject God as the moral standard. Dear friends, tuning in, when God is not there to worship, they will turn and instead worship the creation rather than the creator. And because they no longer have God as the authority, they turn to those they put in high education centers, keeping teachers on themselves who can teach them what they want to hear. Well, yet, these teachers and these people proclaim to be wise. They're showing themselves to be fools. And because they reject God, suppressing the truth, not in ignorance, but in unrighteousness, friends, God will give them over to what they want, a depraved and debased mind. He will let their sinful choices take over and control them. Dear friends, this is just the first phase of the spiral, the downward spiral into depravity. Friends, I encourage you to consider this. We need to understand the way forward is back. We've got to go back even before this. We've got to get where our nation was founded upon and where God himself is the boss. Again, if you'd like to dig more into this, the Romans 1 spiral written by Charlie Wolcott is something to consider. You can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Click the blog tab. It'll take you there. You know, we've heard that phrase, a fundamental transformation of the United States of America. Can we finally agree? Can we finally agree that this phrase didn't mean what some thought it meant? And that it really was nothing more than an attack on our foundational beliefs laid near the beginning of our nation's founding. They'd like to change that. Friends, it's time for us to see that the Christian faith not only is under attack, but our whole way of life is under attack here in the nation. That's not being a conspiracy theorist. Again, if you're living under a rock, I think it's pretty obvious for you to see it. But most of you aren't living under a rock, so it should be easy to see. Many who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ and his teachings, well, they've taken to supporting things which are blatantly against the clear reading of Scripture in order for this fundamental transformation to take place, which is nothing more than a guise of love. Like it or not, this is, friends, not really love at all, but instead a way to please fleshly desires. Friends, we're not only seeing this fundamental transformation in the public square, but we're seeing it now in our churches across the nation as well. I think it's finally time for us just to be honest with one another and let the chips fall where they may. Again, this fundamental transformation of America is something I think we need to just be honest with each other and realize what's happened. Friends, again, Romans 1, 19 through 20 states this, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Friends, not just others, but we are without excuse now. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live.
Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Today, friends, I'd like to focus in on idol worship. Yeah, I know you're probably going, what? Well, friends, idol worship is still a bad idea, and it goes against how God created us. He created us to worship him and him alone. Whether we worship a statue, a person, or maybe it's a piece of clothing, it's wrong and is disobedient. Friends, in a blog post titled, What is an Ephod?, Katie Erickson digs into this idea of actually, well, worshiping a piece of clothing. While the details of the physical garment of an ephod are not very relevant today, perhaps thinking of it will help you remember to keep your heart pure and not worship anything else except the one true God. Find this posting titled, What is an Ephod? By Katie Erickson today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Got about a minute here before I get out of here. Want to share with you about our brand new resource, 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible, written by C.A. Wolcott. Friends, the Bible, you know, it's just a collection of myths from Bronze Age goat herders, right? Yeah, well, of course not. The Bible, you know, it's been copied and translated so many times. How can we possibly know what it actually said? Well, we got an answer for that. You know, we've maybe heard this too. There's no evidence that Jesus even existed. Oh, that one drives me crazy. Science has proven the Bible is wrong. Friends, the Bible's under attack, and statements and questions like these are being used to undermine the faith of believers and to mock and ridicule them for not being educated. Friends, I encourage you to find this resource on paperback or on Kindle at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, you can find it right there. 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible, written by C.A. Wolcott. Thanks for being with me here for Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. You go out and make today great.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.